I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, we are yet again down at Allen Park, Lions training camp. We're recording on a Tuesday, so Hard Knocks is going to come out tonight. TJ, are you going to stay up and watch Hard Knocks this evening?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually going to get the preview. I think there's a
early viewing
down at somewhere in
Royal
Oak,
right?
Maybe,
yeah, one of the theaters, so, I think, is doing it.
Yeah, so I'll be down there and get the early view. I'm excited though. I mean, it's obviously anytime you get an in-depth look at behind the scenes.
Yeah.
That goes on, you know, in the meeting rooms and, you know, the guys being mic'd up. And it's cool, man. It's always intriguing. As a fan, it's cool to get that different perspective.
I think as I continue to watch, and obviously, you know, I haven't been inside to see the camera setups, to see where all the cameras are. I know that there's pretty much nowhere you can go inside the facility where you are out of camera's view. But I think out on the field here, you get used to it, right? The cameras being around, because we see it all the time, whether it's, you know, quarterback coach, they've got a camera, they're watching CQ Exchange. You got, you know, cameras that are on, you know, one-on-one pass pro that are on the field. So yeah, the cameras are not the big issue. The one thing that I noticed today that I think would drive me crazy is all the microphones.
Yeah.
They got the boom mic swinging around. They got everything going on. It just, that's the one thing that I think would probably drive me bonkers.
Yeah, well, because this is kind of your safe haven, right? I mean, I was mic'd up maybe twice during my playing career. And
oh, yeah?
I didn't like it. I mean, I didn't. I absolutely hated it because now you're thinking, I got
everything I
filter
say.
Everything, yeah, I say. And if I say something, are they going to put it out there? And, you know, because let's be honest. I mean, you get to the sideline sometime and you bitch about the play calling, and it's, especially being an offensive lineman, that's your time to vent.
It's
you
kind
don't
of
really
our one thing we get to do,
it, right? You don't want to be like, "Oh, coach heard me calling him an idiot after that third down call, whatever it was." But
I'm gonna have to explain myself.
Yeah, the microphones for me was maybe on the field, practice situation, maybe not as bad, but you know, when you're talking about the meeting rooms and the locker room, like that's kind of, as a player, that's your
sanctuary.
That's your safe haven. You should be able to vent. You should be able to bitch. You should be able to complain without having the fear of, yep, of any repercussions for people hearing what you thought was supposed to be private conversation. So
I had an offensive line coach, Joe Pendry, when I was with the Redskins, and he said, and he told us this. He goes, "You guys say whatever you want. You can say it in front of me. I don't care. It's not going to hurt my feelings. It is your God-given right to bitch and moan." He said, it's also my right whether I give a damn or not. And he goes, chances are, I don't give a damn.
Well, I think offensive linemen are just expected to be the, you know, whether it's about 90-degree heat, you're going to bitch about that.
It kind of helps you get through camp.
Right, whether it's about having, you know, one-on-ones for the eighth straight day and you're like, God damn, come on, can we get a it's just natural. It's human. It's offensive lineman nature to be able to bitch about practice, because let's be honest, I don't think any other group on the field has a harder, more demanding practice than offensive linemen do.
Yep.
Right? I mean, you're working 24/7. You're not running as much as the other guys are, but when it comes to physicality and when it comes to exerting your energy, I think offensive linemen is the toughest position. It's the most demanding position out of all the football.
And the one thing that I don't think people understand is that it's amount of time on your feet, because offensive linemen and offensive line coaches love walkthroughs. Wide receivers, defensive backs, quarterbacks, they don't go through the walkthroughs like offensive linemen do. Hey, I want you out there 20 minutes before practice. We're going to go through a walkthrough. Oh, okay, coach, thanks.
Glorious.
Yeah, and then it's CQ exchange, and you're getting warmed up, and you're already out there, right? So it's not like you can go sit down for a while. Then after practice, hey, guys, there's a few things we got to review. Let's go through a walkthrough. All right, coach, there's another 20, 30 minutes. It's just time on your feet. Yeah. But
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
One of the things
and
that
you don't get to rotate like every other position does, right?
Oh.
Go in there for three plays, go full speed, and then we'll get you fresh, right? We'll get somebody else in there.
You're out there for every rep.
No, you're out there every single rep. Two-minute drill, whatever, four-minute drill. You're not getting a breather. You're out there. Everybody else on the field, maybe with the exception of quarterback, is, I'll get my two, three reps. I'll go get some water. I'll go stretch out a little bit. Offensive lineman, we're out there, man. We're out there for the duration.
And I think one of the things that we'll see tonight, we've seen it on the Den. I think, you know, if you are a Lions fan, you've already heard it. That's Jamal Williams and his little speech at the end of practice the other day. And his point was, all right, you come out here, you've got a minimum effort is showing up and going through the motions. And I kind of thought that maybe he was a little bit pissed about how practice went. Gave a motivational speech to his troops. One of the things that he talked about was last year's record.
Yeah.
Three wins. And I know there was a tie in there as well. That might be worse than an actual loss because you had many opportunities to win that game. But three wins. And a lot of people really think that, hey, football players, when you leave, you turn it off. It's the season's over. You forget about it. You move on to the next season. Those things do carry over. What's the value in guys that are in their second year, not just the coaching staff, but Jared Goff, second year with the team, Jamal Williams, you go right down the list, second year with the team that had to go through all of what they went through last year as a motivating factor to do better this year.
Yeah, well, you talk about those guys I just mentioned, Jared Goff and Jamal Williams. I mean, they came from teams that had a lot of success, right? The Rams, I mean, we're in the Super Bowl. Jared Goff took them 2019. Michael Brockers, same thing. Jamal Williams playing in Green Bay. I mean, winning 13 games and going to the NFC Championship. So you're talking about guys that are used to having high success, right? And then they come here, and obviously we don't need to rehash what happened last year. It was a bad year. But you take it personal. I think you do. And, you don't want the same habits creeping in that maybe you had last year that led to that, three-win season. You see those same habits. Sometimes, look, you're going to have a bad practice, right? There's going to be a practice, especially during training camp, where maybe the energy is a little bit low. Maybe the offense is a little sluggish. Maybe the defense is a little sluggish, right? You're going to have those. It's just natural to have. But I like the passion that he spoke with, right, just to make sure we get out of those bad habits, right? Yeah. We did this last year, and look where it got us. We won three freaking games, right? And that still pisses guys off. You try your best to move on and realize it's a fresh start. But when you see those negative things start creeping in, I think it's important to kind of nip it right there. And that's what it kind of seemed like for me, Jamal. I mean, you could kind of tell at the beginning of that clip, Dan Campbell didn't really look happy.
Yeah.
Might have been an end-of-practice scenario. We don't know. And then the passion that he spoke with. And at one point, he even said, I'm about to cry because I care about you guys. I mean, it's awesome to have leaders like that don't just shrug it off and say, oh, we'll try to do it again tomorrow, just to try to get on top of it right away. And look, Jamal's obviously been a always been a passionate guy, and that's important to have guys like that on your team.
Yeah, one of the things I think that they're going to try and do to speed the process along, at least start fast, is we